I just think that you just got to stay focused, pay attention to the little things. Coaching staff's going to do a good job of just preparing the scouting reports, so we got to pay attention to that and just play good defense.
Confidence level sky high right now for this group?
I think so. I think we're pretty confident. I mean, I don't think we're like overly confident because a lot of humble guys on this team, so we all know we still got to work hard and just play hard.
Senior night, of course, coming up. Let's talk about the two seniors on this team. We'll start with Akeem Springs, who's made the most of his 1 year with this program, it looks like.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's a really good leader, really good person on and off the court, great shooter, great player overall, too. So, I mean, just having him here for this 1 year is, makes you wish you had more, to be honest.
Darren Ha has not gotten a lot of opportunities in games. When he has, he's been fine. But he, of course, is a key practice player as well and a good friend of yours.
Oh, yeah, he's a really good friend of mine. I mean, I really enjoy Darren on the team and practice. I mean, he's a really good guy. Just to see how he's helped me in my 2 years here, he deserves a good senior night, and we're hoping to give that to him.
Now let's chat about Nebraska. It's a quirk in the schedule. We have not seen them yet this year with just two games left. What do they bring to the court?
They're a really fast-paced team, like slap-down defense, really hard rebounding team, really hard playing team in general. So we got to come prepared or else they're going to make us look soft, and we just got to be able to work hard and pay attention to the little things.
They've got a couple of high-scoring players, too, that you're going to have to keep an eye on.
Oh, yeah. Ty Webster is one of the best guards in the conference for sure, and really talented, one of the leading scorers on the team. So, I mean, it's going to be a really interesting game.
And then lastly, you guys obviously have to stay focused on the game at hand, but there's other things, a potential double bye, a top four seed, potential NCAA seeding. How much do you pay attention to that too?
I mean, it's in the back of our minds, of course. I mean, we all know it's something that we're looking forward to and stuff like that, but we still have really two really good opponents in Nebraska and Wisconsin coming up. So we got to pay attention to one team at a time and just keep it rolling the way we've been doing.